Karma Madhu Apano Neva Dharuni Tasyam In Devahuti Bahuti Te Kale. After many years, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhusudana, the killer of the demon Madhu, Kardamam of Kardama, Viryam, the semen, Apana, entered, Jagne, he appeared, Agni, fire, Eva, like, Dharani, in wood. Srila Prabhupada's translation purport. After many, many years, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhusudana, the killer of the demon Madhu, having entered the semen of Kardama, appeared in Devahuti, just as fire comes from wood and a sacrifice. Prabhupada's purport. It is clearly stated here that the Lord is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although he appeared as the son of Kardama Muni. Fire is already present in wood, but by a certain process, fire is kindled. Similarly, God is all-pervading. He is everywhere. And since he may come out from everything, he appeared in his devotee's semen. Just as an ordinary living entity takes his birth by taking shelter of the semen of a certain living entity, the Supreme Personality of Godhead accepts the shelter of the semen of his devotee and comes out as his son. This manifests his full independence to act in any way, and it does not mean that he is an ordinary living entity forced to take birth in a certain type of womb. Lord Nrisimha appeared from the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace. Lord Varaha appeared from the nostril of Brahma. And Lord Kapila appeared from the semen of Kardama. But this does not mean that the nostril of Brahma or the pillar of Hiranyakashipu's palace or the semen of Kardama Muni is the source of the appearance of the Lord. The Lord is always the Lord. Bhagavan Madhusudana, he is the killer of all kinds of demons, and he always remains the Lord, even if he appears as the son of a particular devotee. The word Kardamon is significant, for it indicates that the Lord had some devotional affection or relationship in devotional service with Kardama and Devahuti. But we should not mistakenly understand that he was born just like an ordinary living entity from the semen of Kardama Muni in the womb of Devahuti. So the text again. Tasyam bahuti te kale bhagavan madhusudanaha kardamam viryam apano yagyagnir iva daruni. After many, many years, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhusudana, killer of the demon Madhu, having entered the semen of Kardama, appeared in Devahuti, just as fire comes from wood in a sacrifice. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Puristai Bhute, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamitanamane, Namaste Sarasvatam Deve, Gauravani Vicharane, Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyatya Deusatarane. The Parivasa Sutra of the Bhagavad Gita is said to be Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha Tyaktva Deham Panarajanma Naiti Mam Eti Sorjana. That one who understands in truth the appearance and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not take birth again in the material world but attains to the Lord's eternal abode. So the word is used Tatvataha. So tut, if you add an H to the tut, you get that. So that means something that is right before you that you can point out, that's visible, that's within your grasp of understanding or perception. And va, tatva, means of the quality, of a category. So the qualities of the categories of things that are perceivable by us are called tatva, certain category of things. And the category of the janma and the birth and the karma of Lord Krishna, when they become perceivable to us, that's called Krishna consciousness, or liberation from material misconceptions. And as Lord Krishna explains the process, how it becomes perceivable to us, the Lord's appearance and activities, well, first of all, in the next verse he says, Vita raga baya krodha manmaya mamupashitya bahava gyana tapasa puta madbhavam agata. Being freed from attachment and from fear and from anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me, and thus they all obtained transcendental love from it. So the basic a way of becoming aware of Krishna is becoming freed from attachment and from fear and anger. And that's possible by hearing about Krishna and agreeing to surrender to Krishna's instructions. In other words, there are three modes of nature that were covered over by now. Sattvam rajas tamayiti guna prakriti sambhava ivananti mahabaho dehe dehinam avyayam. The material world consists of those three modes, goodness and passion, ignorance. And when the living entity comes in contact with these three modes, he becomes conditioned by them. So the question is, how do we become in contact with them? We become in contact with them due to association. Purusha prakriti stohi bhunte prakriti jangunang karna guna sangosya sad asad yoni janmasu. The living entities in this material world, they thus follow the ways of life and join the three modes of material nature. This is due to their association with that material nature, and thus they meet with both good and evil amongst various species. And that association primarily is our association by hearing, by accepting certain conceptions of life. Just like in modern society, what's being glorified principally is the fact, or the illusion, actually the illusion, that we're all God, or we're potential gods here in the material world. And that the purpose of life is to, somehow or another, lord it over the material nature. That's called economic development. Money, money, sweeter than honey. The professional soldier, the thief, and the merchant, they'll risk their very dear lives just to get a little money. Principally, society is absorbed in this endeavor to get money. And what do they do with the money? Utilize it for sense gratification. And the whole so-called Dharma, beginning of life, is meant for learning Dharma. But instead of learning Dharma, people are taught a Dharma. From the very beginning of life, people are taught that you are that body. As soon as a child appears, immediately everyone goes, goo goo, goo goo, goo goo, you are that body. That's you, and that's what you got, and that's all you'll ever have, is that little body, and it may get bigger, but that's you. Whatever it is, it's you. So people are systematically trained in false ego, that you are the Lord, you can be a Lord, one of the many Lords of nature. You can be a big Lord or a little Lord, depending upon what you want or what your prowess is. And the whole idea of becoming a Lord, getting money, controlling material nature, is to gratify your senses. So this is called Dharma, but this is actually avidya. It's a product of avidya or adharma. That real Dharma is that we're not the Lord of the material nature, and the material nature is not meant for our sense gratification. It's meant for the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as long as people are being trained systematically in developing their false ego in order to acquire the idea that this is my self, my mind and senses, and they're supposed to be utilized for sense gratification, as long as our intelligence is misdirected, then the living entity becomes more and more entangled in material nature, namely economic development for sense gratification, and the only liberation is liberation from any kind of spiritual understanding of things. When it's completely liberated from any human quality, any spiritual quality, and one devolves into the lower and lower species of life. Tanaham dvishita kuran samsareshim naradamam shipram yajasam ashubam asri shveva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest among men, I perpetually cast into the demoniac species of life. Because this is what's being systematically cultivated. And the alternative is to hear the philosophy of real Dharma. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Dharmak priyodita kaitavotra paramonimat saranam satam. Those who are not envious of Krishna, those who are not envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, those who are not overly attached to this bodily conception of life, or as Srila Prabhupada points out, attachment and fear and anger, which manifest themselves primarily in three different types of consciousness. Namely, a neglect of spiritual life. If one is identified too much with his body, one will think, what is the waste? What is the use of going to a temple and wasting my time? I can be doing something valuable, like sleeping.